Hello, I'm Jim Metzner.
And I'm Bob Berman.
And happy birthday to somebody out there. It's always somebody's birthday when you have these vast numbers of listeners than we have.
We're going to talk about that here on
Astounding Universe.
What is it about birthdays worth celebrating besides the obvious?
Here's the amazing thing to me. You would think that with 365 or 366 different birthdays, if you were having a party or a gathering or a lecture hall or something, how many birthdays would be in common? How many people would share a birthday? Well, you'd think you'd need half of 366 days in order to have a 50-50 chance of a shared birthday. But here's where statistics comes in. I love statistics. And here's where it comes in.
I never would have guessed that you love statistics.
That all you need is a group of 23 people. That's all. And you have a 50-50 chance of a shared birthday. So that if you have a gathering much larger than that, let's say a party that has 30 people in it, it's very likely that there will be a shared birthday. You don't need 366 people or half that number to have a likely shared birthday. So we have more in common than we think.
Well, all right. Okay, I got it. But I'm still waiting to be astounded. What is the reason for this? This is not statistics, but why does this occur?
It's a statistical and mathematical likelihood that when you have more than 23 people, you have a likely shared birthday. And by the time you get to 27, 28, 29, 30, it keeps going up and up until you get to the 99% probability. And you don't need anything resembling the number of days in a year to have a shared birthday. Today, if you ask how many of you have a birthday today, well, now you need the 366 possible days of the year. And you need half that number to see what are the odds for a birthday, to get a 50% chance. But for any shared birthday, all you need is a small group. So at your next party or gathering or a lecture at a lecture hall, find out who the shared birthdays are. People love to know who has the same birthday that they do, and that's how to do it.
The significant thing that you just said is that if I asked how many people have their birthday today, to get a 50-50 response in a group of people, I'd have to have at least half of 365.
You need 183 people.
But as soon as I increase the number of options and say, okay, in this group of people, how many have the same birthday, that changes the statistical equation.
Exactly right. You're not going for a particular date. You're just going for a sharing of a birthday. That's what does it.
I thought you were going to say that, well, Jim, since most people are more likely to have birthdays in the fall months because it's 9 months after the coldest days in the winter when most humans procreate, therefore, blah, 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 blah. No, we're talking just pure statistics here.
It's true. Although there is a preferred time for birthdays. As I understand it, more people are born in September than in other months.
Yes.
Because there's generally 9 months after big holidays, you know, Christmas, Hanukkah, holidays of late December. So 9 months later, there's a jump.
Yeah, in Hanukkah, we're doing more than just lighting candles, I can show you. All right, so any take home to any birthday boys or girls we have out there today?
Happy birthday.
And see you next time on
Astounding Universe.
You say it's your birthday. Well, it's my birthday, too. Yeah.